Child Views. Church in Nairobi. I live in Nairobi, Kenya, in Africa. We used to live in Austin, Texas, but my dad got a job with the United States Foreign Service, so now we live here. After the first Sunday at church, I did not want to go to church anymore. I cried many times, wishing that all my church friends were here. I could tell that I was losing faith. I told my dad my feelings, and he said to pray for understanding and to search the scriptures for the truth. I did what he told me to do, but did not feel any better. One night I prayed and sat waiting for something. Then I felt a warm feeling. I felt like Heavenly Father did not send me an answer the first time I prayed, because I already knew. He sent me an answer this time for reassurance. I bear you my testimony that I really do know the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints is true. I know that Jesus Christ died for us. I know that He lives and loves us. I love Him so much. I will always remember this branch and my experiences here. It may be a little different, but gospel principles are still taught here. I really like church now. The primary leaders are great and very nice. I love being around them, and I can't wait to go to church each week. Thank you so much, Friend Magazine, for the wonderful stories and activities. My favorite thing to read is child views about some of the spiritual experiences that other children have had. Elise Osorio, age 11, Nairobi, Kenya. From the life of President Harold B. Lee. I really enjoy the articles on the lives of the prophets. One of my favorite stories is First Day of School in the February 2002 issue. I thought it was neat how young Harold B. Lee went to school 2 years ahead of other boys. Jeremy Driggs, age 11, Shepherd Air Force Base, Texas. Operation. When I was 4 years old, I found out that I had to get my frenulum, a part of the tongue that connects to the mouth, clipped. I was really scared the day of my operation. I said a prayer to Heavenly Father that everything would be all right. At the hospital, the doctor gave me some medicine and I went to sleep. When I woke up, the next thing I knew, I was in my mom's arms, and I didn't cry. I believe that Heavenly Father helped me through the operation without feeling pain. Emily Stolworthy, age 10, North Las Vegas, Nevada. End of Child Views. Come listen to a prophet.